রঙ্গ বলিতে হবে উদকারে হরে হরে বলিতে না বাবে আর কবে নিতাইছ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে তুমি আর কবে নিতাইছ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে তুমি গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে হরে হরে বলিতে না বাবে গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে আর কবে নিতাইছ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে তুচ্ছ হবে আর কবে নিতাইছ বাসন কবে কবে শুদ্ধ মন রম বৃন্দাবন কবে মন কবে হামাহে রব বৃন্দাবন রূপের ভুনক পলে কো পালে হে কবে হাম বুঝবকে যুগল পিরে রূপর ঘুণাত পালে হইনে যাকো গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে আরি হরে হরে বলিতে না বাবে গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে আরে হরে হরে বলিতে না মাবে আর কবে নিতাইছ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে হবে আর কবে নিতাইছ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে তুচ্ছ হবে বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে Hare Hare Balitana, চলে ভাবে আর কবে নিতাই করুণ করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে চলবে আর কবে নিতাই করুণ করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে হবে মনে শুদ্ধ হবে মন হবে আমার বৃন্দ শুদ্ধ হবে মন হবে আমার বৃন্দাবনে আইবে না কবে কবে আমি যুগান পদে কবে আমি গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে
This nice song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is the sect of Vaishnavism started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaudiya means belonging to Bengal. There are five Gaura Desha in the northern part of India, out of which part of Bengal, West Bengal, is called Gaura Desha. So, Narottam Das Thakur's songs are very appropriate just to the conclusion of Vedic injunction. So he sings this song, how one can rise up to the transcendental plane for associating directly with Radha and Krishna. What is that process? The process is one should begin this Krishna consciousness under the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he is teaching people how to become Krishna conscious. Lord Krishna, he personally spoke about himself in the Bhagavad Gita that people who are not very intelligent, who are described in the Bhagavad Gita as mūḍha. Mūḍha means rascal. And duṣkṛtinā, a miscreant. And narādhamā means lowest of the mankind. Such persons cannot understand Krishna. But still, Krishna was so merciful that in order to claim all these people, means the lowest of the mankind, miscreants and fools and rascals, rejected. So he came in the form of Lord Chaitanya to reclaim them. So God is so merciful that even some persons cannot understand him. First thing is, people cannot understand actually what is God. But God himself comes to explain himself. Still, they commit mistakes. Therefore, Krishna comes as a devotee to teach us about Krishna consciousness. So we have to follow the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. Narottamdas Thakur teaches that first of all, try to chant the name of Gaura. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta. In this way, when we are a little bit attached with Gaura, Lord Chaitanya, then we automatically feel transcendental emotion. And that emotional state is exhibited by shivering in the body. We should not, however, imitate such shivering to show to the public that I have become a great devotee. But we should execute devotional service nicely and faithfully, then that stage will come automatically, shivering. As soon as one will chant the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, there will be shivering. This is the first symptom that one is getting advanced in the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness. So, Narottamdas Thakur says, Gauranga bolite havi pulapase. He is expected, although he was a great acharya, still he was expecting when that stage will come. The wording of the song is as follows. G-O-U-R-A-N-G-A, Gauranga, bolite, V-A-L-I-T-E, habe, H-A-V-E, Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka, P-U-L-A-K-A, pulaka, sharir, S-A-R-I-R, Gauranga bolite habe, pulaka sharir, hari hari, H-A-R-I, H-A-R-I, bolite, V-A-L-I-T-E, hari hari bolite habe, H-A-V-E, hari hari bolite kobe, not habe, kobe, K-A-B-E, nayane, N-A-Y-A-N-E, babe, B-A-B-E, nee, N-E-E-R. The meaning that there will be not only shivering, as soon as I utter the name of Gauranga, but there will be torrents of tears in my eyes as soon as I chant Hare Krishna. This is the aspiration. The next line is, Ar kabhi nitai chant karuna karive. A-R-R কবে কে এ বি নিতাই চান এন আই টি এ আই সি এইচ এ এন ডি করুণা কে এ আর ইউ এন এ করিবে কে এ আর আই ডি ই আর কবে নিতাই চাঁদ করুণা করিবে দিস ইজ অলসো অ্যাসপিরেশন হোয়েন নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু the constant associate of Lord Chaitanya will be pleased upon Karuna Kari. Karuna Kari means he will be pleased upon. Nityananda Prabhu or Nitai Chan is the original spiritual master. He is Baladeva. Bala means strength. And Deva, the personality of Godhead, who gives strength. Therefore, Nitai Chand is the symbol of spiritual master who gives strength to the disciples. This is the process of disciplic succession. We have to acquire the spiritual strength. No amount of material strength can help me in the advancement of spiritual life. We must derive the spiritual strength, just like we have to take electricity from the powerhouse by directly connecting with the powerhouse, not the wiring, but the electricity. Similarly, this disciplic succession means the strength is descending from the original person through the spiritual master. That is the idea. So, Natundas Thakur explains that when Nitai Chand will be pleased, and the result of such pleasure of Nitai Chand is that one becomes free from all desire for material enjoyment. আর কবে নিতাই চাঁদ করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে সংসার এস এ এম এস এ আর এ বাসনা বি এ এস এ এন এ কবে কে বি সংসার বাসনা কবে মোর এম ও আর ই তুচ্ছ পি ইউ সি এইচ এইচ এ হবে এইচ এ বি By the mercy of Nitai Chand, one will get free from all desires of material enjoyment. The next line is, Vishaya Charya Kabe Suddhava. Vishaya, V-I-S-A-Y-A. Vishaya Charya, C-H-H-A-R-I-A. Vishaya Charya Kabe, K-A-V-E. This kabe means when, as when, shuddha, S-U-D-D-H-A, shuddha means purified, kabe, H-A-D-E, have, will be, mon, M-A-N, mon means mind. So, when actually our spiritual master or Nityananda Prabhu is pleased upon us, at that time the symptom will be that we shall no longer anchor after material enjoyment. And when that stage of life is arrived, at that time only we can understand what is Vrindavan, the abode of Krishna. Vrindavan is not a material place. Just like ordinary city or country, it is transcendental. So appreciation of Vrindavan will be possible when our mind is free from all material desires. Vishaya charya. Vishaya means eating, sleeping, mating and depending. They are called Vishaya. Vishaya means objects. In the material world, there are these four objects are in view. How I shall eat, how I shall sleep, how I shall mate, how I shall defend. So, as soon as one is purified from all material desires, these material objectives will not be a problem. Vishaya charya tabe shuddha habe mon kabe hama hera vasri jana. So, then we shall be able to understand what is Vrindavan and what is Kingdom of God or Goloka of Vrindavan. The next stage is that one has to understand what is the loving affair, conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. And that will be possible if we carefully study the literature left by the Goswami. Just like Rupa Goswami has left behind him Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhav, Lita Madhav, many books. Especially there's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, Vishaya Charya Tabe Shuddha Me Amon, Kabe Hama Hirava Sri Vrindavan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti, R-U-P-A, R-A-G-H-U, N-A-T-H-A, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, P-A-D-E, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe, H-A-I-V-E, Haibe means will be, Akuti, A-K-U-T-I, eagerness. When I shall be very much eager to understand what is spoken by the Goswami. These are the process. We have to derive the pleasure of Nityananda. We have to understand the six Goswamis, what they are speaking. We have to clean our mind from material desires. These are the qualifications to understand what is Radha and Krishna. Otherwise we shall be misled. We shall think Radha Krishna ordinary boy and girl. No. The activities are just like that, but it is all spiritual. There is no material contamination at all. There is no material inebriety. Therefore, in such loving affairs, in such embracing, such teaching, Radha and Krishna, that is all spiritual, eternal, blissful, full of knowledge, full of pleasure. So at the present moment, in material condition, it is not possible to understand. But this is the purificatory process. You have to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting process has got the spiritual value to lead us to the highest stage of understanding Radha and Krishna. And as soon as we are capable of understanding what is Radha and Krishna, then it is possible for getting admission in the spiritual world. So all people interested in Krishna consciousness should follow the regulative principle, gradually raise himself one after another and reach the highest successful transcendental platform of understanding Radha and Krishna.